And now it's dream time. Dream that time. Dream outside of time. Dream when we journey inside the mind and sail upon raging seas into the great mystery.
Twilight in Birdville. High up over the low-rent, low-rider streets, there hovers the humming mothership. Its great apocalyptic eye blinking. Down below, the tourists are lined up along the cyclone fence, watching the holy nudist file into the wide-frame church, where, inside, down rounds the passageways, past the leaking baptism, past the black velvet painting of Jesus in Gethsemane, weeping blood and tears. Father Silenus comes at last to the dormitory with tears. Father Silenus comes at last to the dormitory where the women sleep and performs his ritual, visiting his sister in town. One of the sisters grasps the serpent and, gasping with horror and weeping, speaks of her baby lost in the deeps. I comfort her, try to. Sheet, and together we carry it down the street to infinity's mirror, a converted old drive-in screen tower that few dare stare into but avert their eyes when passing. We look straight into it and see a snapshot of the two frightened sisters when they were young. I want to go there, says one, but her twin blocks the way. There is a brief struggle, and now we are four, carrying the tinfoil sheet-wrapped baby in sorrowful procession to the Rio Ganges. We board a boat waiting in the dark, and after a long, arduous journey, somewhere along the way, the boat fills with water and the captain abandons ship, and we sink into the abiding deeps and sink, deeper and deeper, and all seems lost and dark and deep. And then we find our heads above water and wade ashore, and walking up some cracked and weed-grown concrete steps, enter an Indian restaurant decorated with Bollywood posters, and come out the other side and onto the dirty streets at dawn and weep and weep.